USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren kicks off her 2020 presidential campaign in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Divided by our differences, it will be united by the values we share. We all want a country where everyone can take care of their families.
Warren attended the University of Houston and Rutgers School of Law. She initially had a career in academia, teaching at Rutgers, the University of Texas, the University of Pennsylvania, and Harvard. Warren won a Senate seat in 2012, becoming Massachusetts' first female senator. With the threat of another government shutdown looming Friday, government workers, federal agencies, and private sector businesses are still trying to dig out from the damage of the last one. While the majority of 800,000 affected federal employees have been able to collect the wages they lost, some still have not received any of their back pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
4 inches of snow on the ground, more falling in Seattle. Washington Governor Jay Inslee declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm, urging people to stay off the roads. CBS News says one county official warned this storm could be a once-in-a-decade-or-two occurrence. A number of flights have been canceled in Seattle. An accused murderer who stabbed his pregnant girlfriend to death won't face an abortion charge since the governor signed the Reproductive Health Act last month, which legalizes abortion up until birth in many cases. Fox News reports Anthony Hobson's second-degree abortion charge was dropped because abortion was removed from the state's criminal code. Los Angeles is having a problem with rats at City Hall, known after politicians. The LA Times reports City Council President Herb Wesson this past week asked the city to report back on the scope of vermin and pest control issues at City Hall. Rodents have been spotted in his fourth floor office. Last year, downtown LA faced a typhus outbreak, which can be attributed to fleas who bite rats and become infected with bacteria. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With more on sexual allegations against Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, here's Winnie King.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the Lieutenant Governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Meanwhile, Virginia's embattled governor, Ralph Northam, is refusing to step down and says he is done defending his past after a racist photo was found on his med school yearbook page. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
A jury has awarded about $123 million to the victims and families of a fatal 2015 crash between a duck boat and a tour bus in Seattle. The jury determined that Ride the Ducks International, the manufacturer of the duck boat vehicle, was 67% to 70% responsible for the crash, while Ride the Ducks of Seattle, the duck boat tour operator, was 30% to 33% at fault. The duck boat, a vehicle that can run on both land and water, crashed with a bus carrying students and employees from North Seattle College on the city's Aurora Bridge in September of 2015. That crash left 5 people dead and dozens injured. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has told lawmakers on Capitol Hill he never interfered with Robert Mueller's investigation or with any other probe, but at the conclusion of the frequently contentious House Judiciary Committee hearing, the Democratic chairman, Jerry Nadler, told Whitaker they need more answers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.